Hey there, it's Kate from Parcast Network. We all have that moment in life when we realize it's time to grow up. For Tila Dunn and Nia Su, that time is now. And these hosts are finding out that getting older is easier said than done in their exclusive new podcast, Adulting. Every Wednesday, Tila and Nia tackle the do's and don'ts of surviving the real world, facing adulthood head on, and discovering if they really have what it takes to make it work. It's such an entertaining series, and as a special treat, I'm thrilled to share a special episode of Adulting with you right now. If you enjoy it, be sure to follow Adulting free and exclusively on Spotify.
It's not you, it's me. Today we are going to be talking about breakups. Love them or hate them. It has to be done, right, Nia?
It has to be done, but sometimes it's definitely you and not me.
Oh, I'm not gonna honestly, lie. You are not wrong. I feel like breakups are kind of like onions. It's just different layers and layers, and sometimes you cry, sometimes you don't. You know, it's kind of messy. I'm Tila Dunn.
And I'm Nia Su.
And this is Adulting.
So, Tila, this week has been pretty busy for me, but how has your week been?
My week has been really good. My puppy, Oatmeal, just got neutered. So he's walking around the house like little cone head. It's so cute, though, because he loves to play with toys. So even with a cone over his head, he's still trying to scoop up his toys. And it looks so funny. He keeps crashing into everything. But yeah, he's a big boy now. It's crazy. I feel like just a couple days ago, he was like 3 months old, but now he's 9 months and he's neutered. So,
oh my God.
No babies for him.
He's 9 months already?
He's 9 months. Isn't that crazy?
Oh,
I feel like we just
got him. Your baby is growing up.
How was your week?
It's been really good. I got really exciting news this week, so that was really fun. But
love that.
I've had like so many auditions in the past week and meetings and schoolwork, and it's just been crazy. It's been a good month of learning and growing and change, so it's been good.
Change is good. Cheers to change.
Cheers to change.
And now, cheers to breakups, Nia. Okay.
Yes, actually, definitely.
Change
cheers.
Is
cheering
good.
To breakups.
Out with the old, in with
in
the
with
new.
In with the new. Goodbye, skies of gray.
No, seriously. I know you have had some, we both have had some stories regarding this topic. I would say my first breakup story was when I was 18. I broke up with my first love because he cheated on me. He kissed another girl. Well, he claimed he kissed. I bet there was more to the story.
Oh, probably.
But he claimed he kissed another girl, and that was more than enough for me to say, adios, kid. Mm-hmm. But it really did suck for me. Like, it was definitely, like, the hardest breakup because he was my first love. And I seriously thought I was going to marry this kid, like, not even kidding. And it was a messy breakup. I mean, there were tweets. My friends got involved. Lots of retweets.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a very public breakup. Mm-hmm. And I was that girl that was like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I added him. And I was like, he cheated on me. Like,
Tila, that's so messy.
It was so messy. And then, like, my friends at the time, who were very messy, got involved. And they were like, how dare you at blah, blah, blah. And my fans were, like, retweeting. It was so immature. Eventually, obviously, I deleted all the tweets. Mm-hmm. But, you know, looking back, I was just like, wow, I would never do that now. Like, don't go to social media. Don't do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you?
You know what's so funny, Tila? Talking about public relationships. You know, my first relationship was very public. And
very
I didn't want
public.
It to be. I didn't want it to be. I wanted to keep it private. And, you know, he just did it, which is fine. It was just fine.
You
know, you have to make sacrifices in a relationship, which is fine. And
yes.
I was cool with it. But how did we break up? I was actually on family vacation.
Oh,
and I couldn't take it anymore.
Ooh.
So I actually sent him a text.
Oh, not through the text.
I woke up the one morning because things have been off for like, when I say
months.
Ages, like it was like months. And it was like just, it had to be done. And I couldn't take it. I couldn't wait till I got back. I was like, you know what? I'm just sending this. So I sent the text. A couple hours later, he calls me because, like, it was early, so he was, like, asleep, and he calls me.
Oh, no.
Begging me to, like, stay together, and da-da-da-da, I love you, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, not over the phone.
And here's me. I always feel guilty. I felt guilty in the first place for, you know, breaking up and breaking up by text. Like, I would never usually want to do that, but, like, it was really bad, like really, really bad situation. And I don't talk about it a lot. And this is probably the first time I've actually opened up to people about it. But it was like really bad. My mental health was like, it was gone. I was struggling.
Yeah.
But basically, he was like, can we please stay together? I was like, okay, sure. So I was like, okay, we'll stay together.
No.
Wait, it gets better.
No.
The next day, I'm at Disney World.
Okay, first of all, you know what? The fact that you are at all these amazing places and all this is happening, like, just that is just
I
your
I couldn't
luck.
Enjoy my family vacation because
you
all
are
this
at the happiest
happening.
Place on earth.
Yes.
Wow.
So I was at Disney World and, like, I got a text like, oh, like, I need to talk to you. And I'm like, well, I'm at Disney, so you're going to have to wait till later.
Yeah.
And it was all like, well, when are you going to be back? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm at Disney. Like, I'll be back when I'm back. So I get back. I call him and he was like, yeah, this isn't going to work out. And I was like, what? And then I kind of flipped out on him because we're like, this is ridiculous. Like, I tried to end this yesterday and I wasn't going to say anything.
God.
It was like, it was all going to be good. And you come here telling me that you want to break up now? No. I'm still going to take that dub because I said it first.
I really think that just goes to show how egotistical he was, because he could not take the fact that you were just ready to say, no, I'm just letting it go. You were being the bigger person. And then he's like, no, please stay with me, just to say, yeah, this isn't going to work, so that he feels like he has the upper hand.
I mean, I'm not trying to bash him at all. I'm not, because he's living his good life now.
Yeah.
Like, everything happens for a reason. So I'm totally not trying to bash him. And honestly, that experience just made me stronger. And like,
yep.
You know, but Tila, do you keep in contact with your exes? I mean, some people do, some people don't. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to be honest. For the longest time, me and my first boyfriend did not stay in contact. He like had several girlfriends that were, you know, a little possessive, and he would always try to reach out to me and like make sure I was okay and all this stuff. And then the girlfriends would block me. It was a whole situation.
Oh my God.
But he's then got out of all those crazy relationships. And since then, we are friends. We do stay in contact. We don't talk that often, but like, his mom really, really loves me. So she always like messages me and like likes my photos on Instagram and stuff. So I would say I'm definitely friends with my first boyfriend. The rest of my exes, I don't stay in contact with, honestly. Like, they're off doing their own thing. But my first boyfriend, I definitely would say we're friends. Just because, like, I'll always care about him. He was my first love. And I always just, like, wish him the best. I definitely don't see us ever getting back together, though. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What about you?
This is really interesting. So my first boyfriend, the guy who I broke up with, then broke up, I don't keep in contact with him. The thing is, we try to stay friends for so long. Like, we tried it because we would always see each other at different things.
Yeah. He
was
everywhere.
A lot of mutual friends too. So I'd always see him out and about, and we were good. We were chill. And then finally, like, we would just start fighting. And I'm like, we're not even
We're not even together.
Why are we fighting so much? And I was like, I'm breaking this off. And that wasn't, it was more of like a me thing where I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I had to. So I cut him off. But here's the thing.
Ooh.
This has nothing to do with him. Have you ever like been broken up with by someone who you didn't even date?
Yes and no.
Okay. Because I have a lot of times that happened.
Oh, I'm ready.
That's happened to me a ton of times where I'll talk to a guy for so long.
So long.
And we'll basically be dating. Like, we go out on dates. He takes me to like different places and I met all his friends, you know, all that fun stuff. Or like, we'll hang out one-on-one all the time. And this has happened like a few times. Like, and you know these stories. Like,
I do.
This has happened a few times. But here's me. Even after we've been through all of that, and like, I see that they're randomly just like with this other girl, dating this other girl now. And I'm like, what about me?
Hello.
I'm still friends with them. So I'm still friends, and I'm not close, but like, I'm still friends with those guys, even though we never really dated and they did kind of do me dirty.
No, for sure.
Which is like,
is that hard though? Like, being just platonic with those friends or?
Actually, yes and no. Yes and no. I feel like at first it hurts a lot and like you're trying to be the bigger person. So you're just like, okay, it's fine. Even though it hurts inside, you know, I know, like I'd be in the bathroom sometimes crying with my friends and like no one would know. Because yeah, because we're all like a lot of the guys that like I've talked to, we've had like the same friends or mutual friends. So like,
yep.
I'd always see them. Always.
Always.
But I'm still friends with them, you know, it's all good. But yeah, like as time goes by, it hurts less and less. And then you don't even care anymore.
I agree. And honestly, I do feel like life is just too short, you know, to mm-hmm. just hold on to grudges. It's like time heals everything.
Absolutely.
And you know what else heals things? This list on how Ooh. To get through a breakup. This yes, is the ma'am. Adult way to get through a breakup. I wonder if we do this, honestly. I wonder
I
if
know.
We like.
I'm excited.
Let's see. We might be pros. Who knows? I think the main thing that really helped me get through my breakups was just distracting myself, really busying myself and mm-hmm. figuring out what I like to do, finding new hobbies, hanging mm-hmm. out with different friend groups, just really focusing on me and not worrying about what they're doing. Like block them if you need to, because checking up on them is super, super toxic when you're trying to like mourn yeah. a fresh relationship. I know it's easier said than done, but I definitely would suggest just like muting their social media or even blocking them, whatever helps you get through it. And definitely just like busying yourself. I know for me, I definitely just started like taking yoga classes, going to spa days, just making new friends, just really stepping out of my comfort zone as much as I can, because sitting at home was just not productive for me, because then I just wanted to stalk his social media, which is not good. So don't mm-hmm. do that. I definitely think my first breakup versus my last breakup, I've changed tremendously. Mm-hmm. I honestly think it's because with my first breakup, I was so invested in the person. And the last person I dated, I really wasn't that into it, to be honest, which sounds so bad. But like how I dealt with the last person I dated, this story time is really, really sad, to be honest. Like, so basically, I dated this guy for a hot second.
Okay.
He was not from this country. He was Australian. And he
Oh,
just,
I remember this guy.
You remember him. And it just wasn't working anymore. He was just a yes man, honestly. Like if I said, hey, let's get 7 Dalmatians, he would be like, okay. He just didn't have an opinion for himself.
He didn't have
I think
a backbone.
It's no backbone at all. I think it's because I became his sugar mama, which oh. don't do, you know?
Yeah, just don't do that. It.
So I broke up with him because he basically was like, I have to go back to Australia. You should come with me. We can get engaged next year, blah, blah, blah. Was like planning this crazy
oh,
future.
No.
When we've
oh,
been
no.
dating for like 4 months, I'm like, you're insane. We're not doing this. And so I did the entire it's not you, it's me
oh,
breakup
my gosh.
At 5 p.m. rush hour traffic in my car. He's in my passenger seat. He starts crying in my passenger seat and I freaking break up with him, drop him off at his friend's house. And then I immediately, the day I broke up with him, texted this guy and I was like, I'm single. I really did that. So, yeah.
Tila.
I definitely think how I handled that breakup versus my other breakup speaks volumes.
Yes.
Volumes. But oh yeah, I literally pulled the entire, it's not you, it's me, which
I
was a lie.
That.
It was literally him. But I just didn't want to hurt his feelings.
I feel like I always do that though.
Breakups are hard.
Yeah, you're trying to spare the guy's feelings. So like, you're going to say that it's you and not the other person, even though it is definitely
it's
the other
100%
person.
It's 100%
that. 100%.
Like everything. But wish him the best, you know? He's not in America. Wish you the best.
Oh my gosh.
But oof, that was savage of me, honestly. Wow.
Yeah, it was. I think I do the same exact things as you for the first breakup.
Nope. You're like, not the second one.
Not the second one. But I definitely just like distract myself. Everything that you said. Another thing that I did after my first breakup.
Oh.
I got a dog.
Oh, yes.
And it helped
yes.
tremendously. A dog is definitely therapy. And also, I ate a lot of ice cream and worked out a ton. So those things will like get
balance.
You
balance.
Those will get you right back.
All of my relationships, air quote, I've been the one breaking up with them. I think if I was getting broken up with, I definitely would handle it a lot different. Honestly, if somebody broke up with me, I'm definitely the type of person where, like, I take rejection so personally. So if somebody broke up with me, I would be like, oh my God, like, unfollow. I would just want nothing to do with them because I would feel so like you rejected me, ew. So then I would just want to be so focused on myself to spite them, which sounds, I don't know how that sounds, but I definitely think that I just wouldn't want to reach out to them. I would want to give them so much space because I'm like, ew, you don't want me anymore, bye.
How I take that, though, I don't know if this is conceited, but I see myself as, I'm a really hard worker, and I work for everything that I have.
Yep.
You know, I have a lot going for me. I have a career. I'm very independent, and I don't rely on other people. Mm-hmm. And I think it's hard sometimes, especially for young guys, to be with a girl that really does not need them.
Yep.
And
especially at this age.
That's what I mean. Especially at this age, because I'm only 19 and I genuinely do not need anyone and I can take care of myself. And I feel like guys often want to take care of the girl and they don't necessarily have to like take care of me. Like if you need me to pay for a meal, I will pay for a meal. But some guys can't take a woman who is, first of all, just that confident and also, I don't know, who
independent.
In that independent, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm a strong girl.
Yep.
I don't necessarily need to be with someone. We don't need no man. No, exactly. No, like, I don't depend on anyone. And whether I'm just saying that because it makes myself feel better for not being rejected.
It's 100% true, though.
I make myself feel better. But I do feel that sometimes just getting rejected and broken up with, you know, I'm like, you know what? They just can't handle me. I was like, they can't handle me. And I get it. I get it. I'm never in the same place. I'm always traveling. So I get it. I understand. Like, I'm a typical teenager, but I do live a kind of crazy life.
Yes. As we love. We do love that. Okay, Nia. Now it's time to talk about how to adultify your breakup. How to get through it. How to heal from it.
Let's heal. I'm all about healing.
Okay. Are you ready for this list? Number one, distract yourself with things you like. I could not agree more with this statement. Mm-hmm. I think it is so important to busy yourself so you don't think about it and do it. You know, find a hobby. Mm-hmm. Okay. Go on a hike, workout, paint.
Do all that kind of stuff.
Eat some ice cream.
Make yourself happy.
Make yourself happy. Spend time with people that make you feel good.
Absolutely. This
is key. You do not want to be surrounding yourself with nothing but Debbie Downers or people that constantly are bringing it up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Surround yourself with good people. Treat yourself. Yes. Eat that ice cream, okay?
You deserve it.
Treat
yourself.
Treat yourself. Make a list of all the things that you disliked about your ex. Now, I agree with this. I think it's important to write it out, you know, let it out that way. I actually have not done that before either, but I hear like it's very therapeutic for people to like write down things that they don't like, whether about themselves or an ex or whatever, just so that they can kind of like set it free. Honestly, like write it down, freaking burn it. Like,
yeah, literally.
Just get it out.
Clear it out. I'll have to do that next time.
I know. I kind of want to do that.
Anyways. I think I do that mentally. I'm like, oh, I
mentally,
don't like
you're making a checklist. I agree. Allow yourself to cry if you feel like it. I agree. Oftentimes, I feel like a lot of people are masking their feelings and they're just like, it's fine. I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm okay. And eventually, you're just going to have a breakdown. So if you feel like crying, cry. If you got to cry in the shower, cry in the shower. It's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we did pretty well with this list, Tila. Oh my
Honestly, the only thing I know that we don't do is the make a list about the things that we dislike about our ex. But I feel like, I don't even know if I would genuinely do that.
I definitely do it in my head, though. Like, not gonna lie. Like, I'm like, well, he was this, this, and this. So why would I even like him in the first place?
Yeah, like mental notes.
My
for
bitter
sure.
self. Like, mental
but
notes.
Honestly, I feel like this adulting list is pretty much what we do.
Yeah. You know what? Even if I'm not getting broken up with, this is what I do. I always treat myself.
No, seriously, okay? We always spend time with people that make us feel good, okay?
Yes, yes. Honestly, do this even if you're not going through a breakup.
This is a great list even if you're not going through a breakup.
Yeah.
Just take this list with you regardless. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday with another great episode.
Remember to follow Adulting on Spotify to get a brand new episode every week.
You can find all episodes of Adulting and other Parcast originals for free on Spotify.
And if you like this show, follow at Parcast on Facebook and Instagram and at Parcast Network on Twitter.
I'm Tila Dunn, and you can follow me on Instagram and YouTube at TTLITila.
And I'm Nia Su, and you can follow me on Instagram and YouTube at Nia Su.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week for more
Adulting Lessons.
Adulting is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast.
It was created by Alex Trick-Vidoter.
Sound design is by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Jamie Ryan.
It's produced by Kristen Acevedo and Jonathan Ratliff.
It's associate produced by Alex Trick-Vidoter.
Production assistance by Ron Shapiro.
We're your hosts, Tila Dunn
and Nia Su.
Thanks for listening. Find out how Tila and Nia tackle more of adulthood's trickiest tasks by following the new Spotify original from Parcast, Adulting. Listen free and exclusively on Spotify.